The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday, and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rachel Prevett, filling in for Pete Sweeney, and today is Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. Now, let's get you caught up on the biggest stories in the NFL, but first things first, let me remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson spoke with reporters following mandatory minicamp on Tuesday and was asked about the New York Times report and the 24 civil lawsuits so far that have been filed against him. Now, this is the first time he has talked to the media since his introductory presser on March 25th, and he was asked several questions, including if the New York Times report of at least 66 different massage therapists in a 17-month period is accurate. And here's what he had to say.
I don't think so for what me and my attorneys went through, but at the same time, you know, that's more of a legal question that I can't really get into details about. So you'll probably have to ask my attorneys and things like that to confirm.
He also continued to deny all allegations and said that he's focused on clearing his name. Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh announced that the Ravens and veteran defensive end Derek Wolfe agreed to an injury settlement and that he will be released by the team. On Monday, Wolfe revealed in a video on his Instagram story that he underwent his second hip surgery this offseason. He said that he's looking to, quote, try to live a normal life, end quote. And so, I don't know about you, but to me, it sounds like the 32-year-old's football career just might be coming to an end. The Ravens signed him to a 3-year deal last offseason, but he has not played in a game since. Former NFL wide receiver Golden Tate is moving on from football and pursuing his second professional sport. Tate has switched to baseball and has signed with the Port Angeles Lefties of the West Coast League. Tate played baseball early in his young career at Notre Dame and was drafted twice. First in 2007 by the Arizona Diamondbacks, and then again in 2010, he was drafted by the San Francisco Giants, but both times he declined to sign. He was selected out of Notre Dame in the second round of the 2010 NFL draft by the Seattle Seahawks, and he has yet to officially retire from the NFL, but started at center field during the Lefties game on Tuesday night. According to Adam Schefter, on Tuesday, the Detroit Lions announced that they have signed free agent wide receiver Devin Funchess and are moving him to tight end. The University of Michigan product took his last NFL regular season snap while playing for the Indianapolis Colts during week one of the 2019 season. And so Funchess joins a tight end room that includes TJ Hawkinson, Brock Wright, and also James Mitchell. After skipping the final week of OTAs because he was not happy with how his contract talk was going, Dallas Cowboys tight end Dalton Schultz did end up reporting for this week's mandatory minicamp. The Cowboys placed a $10.9 million franchise tag on Schultz at the start of the offseason, and so if Schultz would have skipped the minicamp, he would have been subject to fines totaling more than $95,000 over those 3 days. And so now we wait to see if Schultz and the Cowboys can agree on a long-term contract. They have to do this by the deadline, which is set for July 15th at 3 o'clock p.m. According to NFL Network reporter Tom Pelissero, the NFL and the NFL Players Association have agreed on key dates for the 2023 league year. Tuesday, February 21st marks the beginning of the franchise and transition tag window. It will end on Tuesday, March 7th. On Wednesday, March 15th, the league year and free agent signing period is set to begin, and the 2023 NFL draft is set to take place from Thursday, April 27th through Saturday, April 29th in Kansas City. The NFL announced that Little Caesars is now the new official pizza sponsor of the NFL. Little Caesars will replace Pizza Hut. And so the agreement offers Little Caesars a set of exclusive marketing rights designed to connect the brand with the NFL, its events, and its fans. That is all for the latest news in the NFL world on Wednesday, June 15, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you do not miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, scratch that. If you love what you hear, you might as well stop what you're doing right now. Leave us a rating and leave us a review. Stay tuned later today for the latest episode of NFL University with Steven Serta, Kyle Posey, and Justice Mosqueda. I hope you have an amazing Wednesday. I'm Rachel Prevett. See ya!
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.